the devil's advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I felt like I had something to say.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump's got the New Truth Social, but he's yet to post on it. He's had it for a month. He's complaining. No one is getting on the Truth Social. Apparently, he's, you know, beating the snot out of his aides because they're not getting more traction on the Truth Social. But he's not actually posting on the Truth Social. Mostly, he sends out the press releases. And then he has his girl pin them on Twitter,
on
right?
On Twitter.
So, anyways.
I mean, if you're going to make it, you should probably use it. You know, lead by example, Trump. I mean, maybe he's just embarrassed to post on it because he knows no one's seeing it.
Dominic, here's a endorsement. Someone accused me of talking too much about Rojo. I think it was Mark before. All you guys ever talk about is Rojo and Trump. Well, let me talk about one of the people that wants to be Rojo's opponent, Tom Nelson.
Tom.
And I know you have a special affinity because he's from the Fox Valley.
Tom. Yep.
Well, did you see he got a sterling endorsement today? Marianne Williamson. She is the
love candidate.
The psychic mystic one, right? She ran for president, Tom. Didn't I got to admit, you know, sometimes memories get a little fuzzy. Did we interview her?
No, we were
offered her, right?
Yes,
no, I don't mean at the spin room because like,
no, it was
literally,
outside
we
on the street.
From
and, yeah, and like you want to talk to her? It's like nope.
No,
don't care.
I recall that. but I feel like Joe Biden's team, you know, like at the end they were offering surrogates of all shapes and forms. I mean, we took Andrew Yang.
The Yang Gang.
Did we take Marianne Williamson? I'm pretty
no,
sure
I don't
we
think
said
we
no
ever.
Again.
I'm pretty sure we did not. I mean, I know we didn't take her on the sidewalk, but I don't know if she ever came around surrogating.
That's
for
pretty
Biden.
Bad when you walk up to what could be the future president of the United States on a random sidewalk, you know, outside a debate forum, and Dom says, no, thank you.
But I do love the love, Marianne Williamson. And what? So what'd she say about Tom? I mean, did she have a ringing endorsement for Mr. Nelson?
Here is part of her endorsement. I'm only going to read a one-paragraph statement because it is Marianne Williamson. Whether it's standing up for a paper mill and factory workers and dairy farmers who are being ground up for corporate profit or envisioning in America an American environmental policy that heals our planet while making our community stronger and less relying on big oil or making clear the need for Medicare for all, Tom has distinguished himself from among the Democratic field. You know, Mandela's also got a former presidential candidate, Elizabeth Warren. They have similar gravitas, I would say, Williamson and Warren, right? Both names start with W?
That's about, they both ran for president on the Democratic ticket. That's another similarity.
TheHill.com.
Now, if we saw Elizabeth Senator Warren on the sidewalk, I would absolutely inquire and want to interview.
We did see the senator from Massachusetts on the sidewalk in Homestead, Florida. Followed her around a bit. She was outside a children's detention center, right?
Oh, man, that was terrible.
And then she went off on the debate stage that night. That was back when there were so many candidates. They were doing the two-night debates.
Yeah.
And she won her night. I mean, I don't know if that was the undercard night. I think she was on the stage with Marianne Williamson, but Elizabeth Warren won that night. And congrats, Tom. You know, every endorsement's...
Every little bit helps, Tom.
Yeah,
keep fighting,
yeah,
baby. Keep fighting.
Hey, you know, Tom is now up on the greatest radio station ever. I commend his media team.
Oh, nice.
For making a fine purchase of airtime.
Well, listen,
on
I mean,
Tom's radio station.
Tom's in the top tier. I mean, you know, I think he's one of the four that has a chance as far as I'm concerned.
I will give him all the credit, much like Peter Bukharski, because you got to throw Peter in that top four now too, because he also buys airtime on the greatest radio station ever. But I appreciate the candidates that are embracing our audience, Tom. I mean, these are the engaged. These are the grassroots. These are the best people, except for you,
CJ. We have
the best
people and the best words.
We have the best. Well, not the best words. I've already proven that.
You make them up, man. That makes them awesome.
The words I make up are the best words all day. 844-967-2789. Let's go caboozling with Dick in the garage. Dick, how's it going, man?
Hey, well, Dick.
I'm sure, guys, that I'm one of the feeble 13 or 15 or whatever the hell it was that Mark came up with. But, you know, Mark.
Yeah, but if we do, like, what's the soundtrack of Trump's life or presidency, we get like 100 calls, dude. It's not like, you know, not everyone likes to hear themselves on the radio like you and Dom do, Dick.
Yeah. Okay. You got me there. So I guess it's really rich coming from these guys, too, talking about the same old boring things when all you could do is talk about Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi.
Well, don't forget about critical race theory, though. That's a very important topic.
And maybe the reason we're a little bit obsessed with Trump is that, you know, you had a disputed election that you lost, what, 60 of 61 cases with judges you actually appointed, Mr. Trump? But going further, I think that the reason we're holding, Garland is holding back, is the average attention span is about of a gnat of the American electorate. And I think along about June or July, this will be nice, this stuff that you were talking about.
I would hope Merrick Garland is not choosing the timing. Either the indictment bears dropping because he's provably guilty or he's not, and you move on. But please continue.
One last thing. To CJ with this nonsense about his stupid gas prices, do you think, CJ, this might be a byproduct of the most horribly mismanaged situation in a pandemic? And we went through a pandemic where you had consumption hugely down, as his guy would say. And then you come back out of it, and the oil companies want to do what?
Get rich quick. Wanted to save time for one more caller, Dick. Sorry about that. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah. Doing pretty good, you know, being probably one of the 13 because I'm a regular caller.
You're definitely one of the lucky 13, Mark.
As my dad would say, you know, Mark from Sussex and go fall over his ass and sit in a frying pan.
Dad's colorful and a little salty, but please continue. Less salty,
the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump, you know, that. What did Hunter Biden do is what I'd like to know in the first place. And you brought up, you know, Don brought up the thing there. John Durham has kind of said, no, there was nothing there. He blew whatever he had up. And they're all just still disgruntled about the Steele report. Well, if I remember correctly, the Steele report was initially started by Republicans investigating.
Yeah,
Donald
Paul
Trump
Singer.
Because they were concerned about him.
Paul Singer apparently was the one that initially funded that, and he was a Scott Walker supporter. Mark, here's what I would say, and this might amaze Mark from Sussex and CJ and a few others. If Hunter Biden is guilty of actual crimes,
sure,
not some political stuff, but actual crimes.
Like tax evasion?
Whatever.
There's a DOJ investigation been going on.
Well, he actually paid his taxes, and apparently if you pay them, even if they're really, really late, apparently they don't prosecute. I'm going with that plan.
Yeah.
Thank you to my fine guest, Dr. Harvey K. Thank you to Evan. Thank you to Dom. Thank you to most of the callers. And all the listeners. We'll do it again tomorrow for you right here on the radio. Keep it locked.